I'm Duncan MacLeod, and this is the Tech Central Show, which is brought to you today by MTN Business. Visit mtnbusiness.co.za to learn more about their products and solutions. And we thank them for partnering with Tech Central to bring you these great interviews. We're talking Capitec today, and specifically Capitec Connect, the Stellenbosch headquartered bank's MVNO, or Mobile Virtual Network Operator. Capitec Connect is performing better than most MVNOs, it seems. It disclosed just last month that Capitec Connect generated net income in the year to end February 2025 of 193 million rand, and that was up from 35 million rand in the 2024 financial year. Subscribers with active SIM cards, measured as an active sub in the past 6 months, has increased to 1.6 million, and that's an increase of 74%. The MVNO, which uses Cell C's network, recently cut its prices too, and now claims it offers the most affordable mobile services in South Africa. Capitec Connect is headed by Dr. Darlene Steyn, and she's my guest in the Tech Central Show today. Darlene, it's great to see you. Thank you for making the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's my pleasure. Firstly, Darlene, why did Capitec launch an MVNO, and what are you doing differently that is resulting in the successes that you're seeing?
So Capitec launched Capitec Connect never to be the biggest telco in South Africa. We always wanted to make Capitec a better bank. So we always go and look, how can we help our clients to bank better and ultimately live better? And at that point in time, we felt that the big networks were, you know, probably exploiting our customers and our clients a little bit. Really high data charges, not very simple to understand, not very accessible. So we launched our MVNO to really give our clients a simpler, better, more affordable way to connect. And that was really the main purpose and the drive after Capitec Connect.
And was it to make the Capitec banking services stronger value proposition?
Absolutely. So everything that we do at Capitec Connect, and you'll see more and more of that coming through in the coming months, is to make Capitec a better bank so that we can ultimately serve our Capitec banking clients better.
Okay. When did your first MVNO customer sign up?
Oh, just over 2.5 years ago. So September will be our third birthday. So okay. I guess one of the newer kids on the block still, I guess.
So take us through the timeline, what's happened in those almost 3 years what you've done.
Okay, so we launched with a very, very simple value proposition. Right at the start, when we launched with data, voice, SMS that never expired. So we felt that, you know, if you buy a gig of data, why should it expire by the end of the day or the end of the week? There was just no reason for that. So we launched with a no expiry catalog, and that did extremely well. You know, better than what we expected. True to Capitec, however, we always, you know, speak to our clients, listen to our clients, and try, you know, build additional products and services that they really want. And it became clear that some of our clients said, you know what, I'm actually willing to pay a little bit more, even if my data, for instance, does expire, because I know I'm going to use it. So a while ago, we then introduced the expiry catalog. So we now have data, voice, and SMS that expire 1, 7, or 30 days. So we launched that, and it's doing really well. We actually see clients now buying more of these expiry bundles than they do the no expiry. We also have advances, so you can have a Capitec advance on your airtime. We also have cash vouchers that clients can purchase. So there are multiple ways for clients to you know, get their SIM card. You get your SIM card in a branch. But then to recharge, you can either use the Capitec app, and by far the majority of our clients use our app, or on telephone banking, USSD, or through a voucher. So we've just always tried to keep it really, really simple, easy to understand, affordable, transparent, which is very important to us, but still adding additional products and services that actually enhance our clients, you know, sort of digital, the way that they operate digitally.
So 1.6 million clients disclosed as of your last reporting period. Who are those clients, and who are you targeting with this product?
We are targeting, first of all, our entire Capitec client base. So we have 24 million Capitec clients.
Wow.
And 12 million of them currently buy airtime from Capitec. So Capitec is by far the biggest seller of airtime in South Africa. I think we sell about 41% of all airtime. They obviously buy mostly other MNO airtime. So that is the job to be done to sort of switch those clients across to Capitec Connect. So that is the big drive at the moment. We know who those clients are. We know what they spend their money on, and we really know, you know, what products and services we need to design to actually help them.
Does it make those clients who sign up for Capitec Connect stickier banking clients? Do you find that your churn on the banking side is lower once they sign up for Capitec?
Absolutely. There's this, you know, this symbiotic relationship. So we see that a strong Capitec client that's got a long tenure with Capitec and that use many of our products are also much better Capitec Connect clients. And it goes the other way as well. We have what we call it your Capitec verified number. Mm-hmm. It's the number that Capitec has listed for you. It's the one that you, for instance, get your OTPs on or the one that we would contact you on. And we see if that's a Capitec Connect client. You spend more with us, your ARPU is higher. So it actually benefits both Capitec and Capitec Connect.
Yeah. And what are you finding the reasons people are switching to Capitec Connect and moving away from their traditional MNO providers?
I think it is just sticking to the Capitec fundamentals. So I think the first one is always simplicity. I think it's really, really easy to understand. Absolutely what you see is what you get. There are no hidden fees. There are no asterisks. There are no of these funny nighttime, you know, data or things that expire, you know, at midnight. So it is very, very simple. It is affordable. We do think if you look at across our entire catalog, it is the most affordable, you know, prepaid mobile in South Africa. It's transparent. It is reliable. And we really also offer to aim to offer a personalized service. Mm-hmm. So from when you actually get your SIM card in the branch, if you have to speak to our consultants in our call centers and our help desk, so it also brings that Capitec personal service. We also try and emulate that in Capitec mm-hmm. Connect.
And the recent price cuts that you announced, I think it was about 4 or 6 weeks ago now, what was the thinking behind that? Was it simply to be the cheapest in the market?
It's absolutely just to give back to our clients. Capitec was never meant to be a big income stream for Capitec. Okay. I must say we are contributing nicely now. But the purpose was always to help our clients bank and live better in a more digital way and make Capitec a stronger bank. So we looked at our sales, we looked at our income and at our margin percentages, and we just decided to give more back to the clients. Mm-hmm. That was the only reason.
So what is your mandate in terms of profitability? Do you just need to make a break even?
Our mandate is to have as many Capitec Connect clients as we can. So it is to switch our clients that are currently using services from other networks mm-hmm. across to Capitec Connect.
Okay. And would you do that on a loss leading basis?
Not at all.
No,
we are fully standing on our own.
For profit business.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. But the margins, I take it the bank is happy for the margins to be quite thin to grow that business, especially if you're undercutting.
I think we probably have the highest margin in the bank. We're doing
really.
Yeah. So now we have a very lean machine back in the office. We've got a small team, a great, great group of people that work on Capitec Connect. It's actually interesting, when we started the MVNO, we actually on purpose decided not to employ people from telcos. We wanted fresh, new thinking. Myself as well, I had no telco experience when we launched the business. And it's really to challenge the status quo, you know, no old baggage. We do have some sort of telco, you know, technical experts in the team now. That's been really, really valuable in helping us build the back-end solutions. But I just think it's doing things differently and giving as much back to our clients as we can.
So your background is not in telco. What is your background?
I've got a logistics and supply chain background.
Okay. And are you finding that background useful in applying to telecommunications?
Absolutely. Okay. So, I mean, I've always been in business, always worked in big corporates. Mm-hmm. So it's just a great new challenge being at Capitec and, you know, running this startup right from the get-go, getting the right team together and,
Now, you mentioned it's got a prepaid focus. Are there any plans in the future to expand into the contract postpaid market? And I know Capitec mm-hmm. is a is venturing into the business banking space as well. What are your plans around that in the MVNO?
Yeah, lots of plans. We actually want to see how we can sort of challenge the contract postpaid environment where you have to sign up for 12 or 24 months and you're into this, you know, fixed contract and, you know, things might change on your side, but you're fixed in now. So we actually want to challenge that with a bit more of a new innovative product. So we're looking at bringing something out into the market sort of by the end of this year, which will hopefully challenge the postpaid market.
Postpaid's coming. Africa. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, with a twist.
With a twist. Okay. And do you have any appetite as Capitec for device financing?
Yes, we are looking at that as well.
Okay,
yes.
So that could form part of whatever you do in the postpaid. Yeah. In the postpaid market. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting. So just getting out the starting blocks, it sounds like.
So, such a long roadmap to go.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Now, your MVNE, or your enablement partner, your network partner in launching services, if I'm not mistaken, is Cell C?
Yes, that's correct. Okay. They're our MNO.
Are they your exclusive partner, or would you consider working with other MNOs?
They're currently our exclusive partner, so we don't have an MVNE sitting between us and Cell C. We integrate directly with Cell C. So we've built, you know, all of those services internal. They're currently, I mean, it's a great partnership. Mm-hmm. They're always willing to listen and assist and come to the party with whatever new idea we have. So, very happy with our relationship with Cell C at the moment. But, I mean, the way that we've built the solution, it would be able to plug into other networks as well. So I guess you never know what the future brings. But,
How much development work and R&D work did you have to do prior to launching Capitec Connect to do that integration work with Cell C, or was it fairly seamless?
No, there was quite a lot of work that had to be done in the beginning. So I know that the team, even before my time, worked on Capitec Connect for many, many months. There was a bit of a start-stop right there in the beginning as well. Mm-hmm. But since we've launched, we've got some great people on our development side. So we're just building more and more of the services and capabilities in-house in Capitec. So we do all of that ourselves.
Okay. So you have a very good relationship with Cell C. Do you see that relationship becoming closer in the years ahead? There've been some rumors in the market that Capitec might be looking at a stake in Cell C potentially.
I do see our relationship continuing definitely. Mm-hmm. In the near future. Again, what the longer term future holds, I mean, I don't know, but no complaints at the moment.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it goes both ways. Sure. I think they also value Capitec as a strategic partner.
Of course, of course. Now, those 1.6 million that you've signed up, that would have been for your year ended in
February.
So 1.6 million at that point. Is that tracking according to your business plan? Is it massively exceeding what you'd expected initially? Maybe just give a feel for where you are now.
We're on track nicely.
Yeah.
So it was as expected. We do hope to double that in this financial year. So by the end of the next year,
So in Feb 26, you're hoping to get to 3.2.
Let's see how close we can get to 3 million.
Right.
But we've got lots of new products and services launching towards the end of the year, which we think will really help to increase those numbers.
So, okay, interesting. And the market more broadly, there are a lot of MVNOs that have launched. There seems to be one launching every other week now. Spar, I think, was the latest Spar mobile offering. How do you see this MVNO market developing in the years ahead? Do you think there are too many, first of all, in the local market, or do you think it makes sense for every consumer-facing brand out there to have an MVNO?
Yeah, I'm not always sure how the MVNOs, you need to really have a really strong value proposition, right? You have to really be able to differentiate yourselves. I'm not really sure, how all the smaller guys will always survive in that game. What we are doing now with Capitec Connect, and we had to wait a while first until we have, enough clients on our network, is to really move in behind the bank and start incentivizing and rewarding banking behavior. So if we see that you become a digital client, you swipe or tap your card more often, move away from cash, or you have your salary drop with us, or whatever behavior it is that we want to drive in the bank, we can now start rewarding you with Capitec Connect data. So that's definitely something that you'll see more of in the coming months.
Okay. And just in terms of, these two industries are really starting to merge, certainly at the edges, banking and or financial services and telecommunications. The the banks, especially Capitec, but some of the others as well, seem to have been quite successful with their MVNO strategies. The telcos, on the other hand, seem to have been less successful in their efforts to compete with the banks through their fintech offerings and mobile money solutions. MTN's trying again. Vodacom's doing some stuff here, but they've pulled M-Pesa out of the market. But they're definitely, the two industries are kind of eyeballing each other and trying to figure out where they play. Yeah. Do you see them becoming much more aggressive competitors in the years ahead, or do you think they'll continue to have operate in sort of a partnership type model?
Yeah, and I know that. I mean, Capitec, we see ourselves more as a fintech. Mm-hmm. We have a very, very strong VAS offering as well. So
value-added services. Yeah,
in our lives, the VAS is, or well, it is our airtime sales of the other network. And it's, you know, things like cash send, where you can actually send, you know, cash to people, or selling vouchers. So we've got a very, very strong VAS base as well, contributing very nicely to the income. So definitely there's a very strong financial services play. And add on top of that the Capitec index. So I think we're just going to go stronger and stronger in that space. Mm-hmm. I think it will be difficult for the traditional banks and traditional telcos to keep on competing if they don't also evolve their business models.
Yeah. Okay. And then lastly, just some comments that were made in the last week or so. First comment was made by George Mendes, the CEO of Cell C, who said that almost 10 million new plastic SIM cards are being distributed in South Africa every month. And that, in fact, every 6 months, more SIM cards are distributed to South African consumers. And there are people in South Africa. In fact, the total every year is somewhere close to 120 million plastic SIM cards, which obviously a lot of these are going into landfills and just being disposed of irresponsibly. There's been talk for years about eSIM or embedded SIM being a solution where we don't need to print these plastic cards anymore. But clearly, and Shamil Jusub from Vodacom said this morning that there's this great big washing machine of SIM cards going on, 10 million a month, out of which the operators get perhaps 500,000 real customers. From Capitec's perspective, how do we fix this problem?
Yeah, so I think what we really try and do is only sell you a SIM card if you really want it and need it. So currently, you need to go into a Capitec branch to get a physical SIM card. That's that's a current model. But we really only try, like I said, sell you a SIM card that we think you will be able to need and use going forward. We then track that month one, month two, month three usage very, very closely. We're really starting to understand, you know, behavior. So currently our month one usage of a SIM card is, you know, north of 65%. And we're definitely aiming 75-80% of our SIMs to actually be used. There will always be churn, but we absolutely try and minimize that. And yes, eSIM is definitely, you know, coming.
Do you support it yet?
We will soon.
You're going to? Okay, because I guess you've started with the prepaid market and those devices don't.
Yeah, so obviously we know exactly what devices are being used on our app. Sure. So that's why we haven't launched it yet. So we will, you know, always sort of looking and watching and waiting. But we do see that a lot of the phones are now, you know, eSIM enabled. So it is definitely on our roadmap as well.
Right. Now, the MNOs obviously watch lines like ARPU, average revenue per user. They watch churn. They watch – there are several metrics that they pay very careful attention to. What are the metrics that you watch as Capitec Connect?
So, again, it's all about the client. So it's about the client number, so how many active SIM cards do we have out there. It's our A1 base, so how many of our clients actively used our SIM card in the last 30 months. Then it would be about ARPU as well. Mm-hmm. So we're always trying to put, you know, bundles, you know, together that we know our clients really want and want to buy. So I guess those would be our key metrics.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a fascinating business. I'm going to be watching it with a great deal of interest, especially as you look to launch postpaid services later this year. Dr. Dalian Steyn is CEO of Capitec Connect. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.